A true miracle for me is to recognize that I was asleep metaphorically and that now I'm awake. And never forget that. To know that I'm guided, carried, gifted. When I surrender, I experience peace. That's the peace that is constantly with me. And the other piece, of course, is meditation. We learn about meditation when we come to this program. We hear people, I heard people refer to it. I had no idea. Actually, I heard a lady one time share with me, and she said, the reason I don't do meditation is I'm a little worried that when I get a message, I might have to do it. Meditation is, for me, opening up. You know, it's like the essentials of recovery. What are the essentials of recovery? How? Honesty, open-mindedness, willingness. How? Those are the essentials of recovery. They used R, little acronym for our group of being very structured, very clear. What we do has to be done. We're responsible. And those are the essentials of recovery. Who would have thought it? No. I would. Well, I told you about getting laid off and losing my job and going to the mirror and knowing that I had been being prepared this entire year, or that entire year, my first year of recovery, for what was going to happen. About that time also, I reached my first maintenance weight that a nutritionist told me I should weigh. And actually, doing a meal plan and being abstinent, my weight loss went down probably about 15 pounds from that first. And for me, that was good because I did have a lot of weight to lose. And my nutritionist said, get to a healthy weight and stabilize. And that was okay. That worked for me. I don't like to talk about pounds or foods that I eat or even the amounts, because one time I went to hear a speaker, and she did. And my God, I'd obsessed what she said for, well, how tall is she? Well, if she weighs that and I'm this tall, well, what should I be doing? Or it was the food. Well, wait a minute, her meal plan is different than my meal plan. Well, oh my gosh, I eat a third of a cup. Well, she said two-thirds. Well, what should I? And I went home and I wrote down in one of my favorite books, didn't bring it, I'll bring it this afternoon, never tell the particulars of what you're doing. Tell your sponsor. The sponsor is the one that knows. The one that is going to say, hey, didn't you say you were going to? Is that something that, are you developing a relationship with that food at all? Is there a little problem there? So, this I've learned. And